Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Secret to Success audience. Thank you again for joining us for another amazing episode. Today, I have an amazing guest with us today. I have Dr. Sugar Trask. How are you doing today, Dr. Trask?
I am wonderful. Absolutely excited about what's fixing to take place.
All right, now, well, in that excitement, so we can all share with you, can you please tell our audience exactly who you are and exactly what it is that you do, Dr. Trask?
With the time allowed, I'll give you a condensed version. I am actually from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I reside in Houston, Texas. I'm the founder and CEO of an awesome ministry, Scar Free Ministries, which is a ministry of healing, restoration, deliverance, and the prophetic. It was founded and birthed in 2003. And I'm also the founder and CEO of Something Good Is About to Happen TV show, which airs every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. at hmstv.org. I'm in my seventh season, so that's pretty exciting. COVID halted us for a while, but we're back on and doing very well. That's exciting.
Yes, and I have
Cooking with Sugarlicious cooking show, which was birthed in January of 2012. And recently, also being involved and member of ATS Business Universities, I've been with Joan Hunter Ministries from Tomball, Texas. Joan Hunter is the daughter of Charles and Frances Hunter. So I've been with her 18 years. I'm a member of Greater Faith Church, Bishop Marcel Miles. I'm the youngest daughter my mother has, and she's 88, and I have a sister as well. So I'm here in the Houston area, and I used to live in Galveston, but doing some great things, some fun things. And I have several books out, Shattered Mirror, Volume 1, 2, and 3. I'm working on 4 right now, and Cozy Corner Publishing is going to be helping me with the 4th book and the others that I do as well. But my newest baby is Sugars Spices, that was birthed this year during Snowvid. Yes, Houston had a snowstorm.
Yes, we did. And
while other houses was without electricity, water, plumbing pipes bursting, the Lord woke me up. And this is what I'm doing right now, which we will be talking about. So thank you for letting me briefly give you an idea of what I do and who I am.
Well, no, thank you. Thank you. Because that allows for our audience to be able to fall in love with Dr. Sugar Trask as we have at the ATSJR companies.
Thank you.
So Sugar Spices. So you said you were woken up in the middle of the night during Snowvid with Sugar Spices. How did that transpire?
That was a weird, well, that wasn't the weirdest, but that was one of, I've had some weird ones, but that was one of the weirdest wake-ups that God usually does wake me up. You know, if he has something to tell me to say or puts it on my heart and I start interceding on behalf of who I don't know, but that's what intercessors do. We pray for those that we don't have any idea who they are or where they're located. And he said, get up and go to the kitchen. So immediately, you know, first aid, first response, I'd zoom into the kitchen thinking maybe the stove was on fire, something was happening. You know, so that was, I jump into that mode, you know, that time of morning, go to the kitchen, okay. And I'm in the kitchen and I said, okay, God, the babies, they're my nieces, but to me, they're still my babies. My babies was in their sleep. Mama was in their sleep. My sister was asleep. The doors were locked. The cars were in the driveway. Nothing had been taken. I walked around a little bit and I'm just in prayer at this time because I don't know why I'm up and why I'm in the kitchen. And so I said, okay, what do you want, God? It is like, now it's like 3:10. And he's just kind of like talking to me and I'm kind of calming down at this point in time. And I says, okay, give it to me quickly because I'm sleepy. What do you want to talk to me about, God? And so now we're talking and going in and it's like 10 minutes to 4. And I'm thinking, okay, all right, God. He says, open up your cabinet. I said, do what? I said, I don't know, this got to be real good, because this is the kind of relationship I have with my Heavenly Father. I don't know what kind of relationship anybody else has, but he's opened up the cabinet. And I opened up the cabinet, and I says, okay. He says, what do you see? Well, okay, honestly, I see a bunch of clutter, okay? I didn't know how real he wanted me to get. I says, I see a bunch of spices that I haven't used in a while. I see some boxes with just one or two items in it. You know, I'm going from shelf to shelf to shelf all the way down. You know, I see a spice jar. I mean, Himalayan's pink salt. And it's like really empty, but we have the big refills. So I really didn't know what he was looking for. And now he says, okay, go back to bed. Now, I'm not the kind of kid you wake up and have this done to, and then tell me to go back to bed. And so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, why would he do this to me? Well, let's back up a little bit. My niece is a fabulous chef. She's a vegan. My other niece is a fabulous cook. My sister is awesome. So we all have our talents and gifts in the kitchen. Ooh. For the month of January, December, January, we had to rewash the greens. We had to rewash beans. We had to rewash all food because it was too salty. And I, you know, it's pretty hard. I'm taking the skin off the fried chicken. It's just salt, salt, salt. And I'm thinking, we can't have that. Not with mama. And then my sister high blood pressure. My mom's blood pressure is fine. We've got that totally under control. But I don't want to, you know, activate it. You know, right. Now we've under control. And my niece's high blood pressure. My blood pressure is so low. I don't have high blood pressure at all. Thank God for that. And I says, okay. Now, that was a problem, you know, and I like to solve problems. I like to go in and investigate and see what I can come up with as to why something is going on. So what I did is that I got the spices out of the cabinet and I started reading the labels. Okay, it's now like probably 4:40, almost 5 o'clock. I'm reading these labels. I'm reading and writing down ingredients. So then I finally do go to bed. A couple nights later, again, I'm woken up 3, but that's usually kind of my prayer time is 3 to 4, my intercessory time anyway. So, you know, if y'all need prayer, okay, you know who to call and when to call, because I'm up. And I'm in the kitchen. And so I'm in the kitchen, right? And everybody's still asleep. And so I says, okay, God, I've gotten this done. I guess this is what you wanted me to do. And I did all of this here. And he says, so the problem looks like you've been having, and the other family members, is with salt. I says, yes, sodium. I even went to the freezer and some of the stuff in the freezer. I'm reading sodium. He says, and what do you use when you cook? And so I went to the cabinet, back to this pantry again, and I took out stuff that I use. And of course, everything had salt. I said, what do you want me to do? He says, you're going to create a product. He just said a product that doesn't have any salt. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, okay, God. Now I'm the spice lady, huh? Sugar and spice. Okay. I says, I don't think so. This is like really too weird, too wild. And why would I do this? And I'm standing in the kitchen, looking in this cabinet, looking in the pantry. Why would I do this? He says, because there's a need. And when there's a need and you can do something about that need, you can solve that issue, you will always be needed. I says, okay, God, let's see what we can do. What I need you to do. Now, this I'm talking back to the Lord, and I'm saying, okay, what I need you to do then is this is what I use basically. And I says, I need you to help me formulate these spices, but without salt. Oh, God, I need 3 ingredients to use to put in the products that will satisfy the palate, transform the palate, transform the minds that these people do not need to have this salt. And I'll work with it on that. I'll work with it on that. I says, okay, now that we're talking, what are we going to call this product? He says, what's your name? I said, you know, my name is Sheila. He said, no, what your daddy's called you all your life. I said, sugar.
Oh, that's how you got that name. Okay.
I said, you own it, don't you? I says, yeah. Let me back up 1 second. This was so funny because it was right during the time that they took Aunt Jemima off the label, her picture, and Uncle Ben off the pictures of their product. Right, perfect timing. And so being African-American, I've seen that you can't see me. I looked at my, and I thought, you know what? I sure would like my face on the product. And I just kind of kiddingly said it, right? I didn't really think that was what I was going to do. I said, you had to move them out of the way so there'd be room for this face on those shelves, God. You're pretty. And so then I went to bed. So then a couple, I mean, this is like a whole week long of back and forth. I says, okay, so sugar spices. And on my other items that I have, the slogan was always, it's nutritious, it's delicious, it's created by Sugarlicious. So I already had that. So I used that. I plugged that in there. I says, I don't know how to design no label with no spices, God. He says, still, I guess whose voice came into my head at that
moment? Antonio T. Smith Jr.
I said, I got it. I'm going to steal this. And so then I went and I had the label made. I've gone through 4 revisions of the label. I've got another revision to go through because I have some other items. But anyway, that's going to be a little bit later. But anyway, I says, okay, sugar spices. I says, okay, well, what kind of flavors am I going to have? I need something that will fit for everybody. And he says, well, you'll have a mild. And how about a hot? That like people like a little bit of a kick, and then an extra hot for you. But you're talking to me, but for me. I says, okay, and now where am I gonna get these spices from, God? You're really doing a great job. So I'm taking my notes. I'm taking my notes. And so I says, okay, let me just Google. And I got some prices and I thought, oh, dang, this is expensive to do. Okay. So then I kept researching, which is something I really love doing. And so I says, here's 5 companies. They're all laid out in front of me, 5 different prices for the same complete item, same complete weight, 5 different prices. And I says, okay, God, how about if I find something maybe local and then I don't have to deal with the shipping, I can physically go. And so I says, okay, I put local, Houston, zip code, 3 came up. I says, got it. So then I called them and let them know what it was that I was wanting to do. And if they had these products raw and in the bulk, and they said yes. So I visited all 3 of the places. And then I finally did get some of the spices online. And so I'm mixing. I got to tell the truth. A couple of them went in the trash because they were just horrible. But I just make a little small, like just a taste worth. So I had my nieces tasting and yep, this one will work. This one, they didn't touch, which was the extra hot. Then I had a shrimp boil. And so instead of using the competitors, which was full of salt, I used sugar spices. And it was fabulous. I said, I got something. All right, God, you did real good. Now I need the colors. What colors am I going to use on this? So now we're looking. Go back to the pantry. I went back to the pantry. And the spices that I was using, I said, okay. He says, there you go. Those are the colors you're going to use. I says, but those are the same colors that I'm stealing. Okay. And so I had the label created. And like I said, it's gone through 3 revisions because the first label did not have my picture on it. And so then through another early morning wake up, he says, I need your picture on that label. And I thought, God, that's like taking it really over the top. You want my face on the label? He says, who's Sugar? I says, I am. He says, who product is it? I says, it's my product. He says, Aunt Jemima, that wasn't her product. Uncle Ben, that wasn't his product. This is your product. And Candy, your product from you. I said, oh, snap. All right, we're on to something. So then I had to find the picture. I went through probably 30 pictures. And then just in my sleep, I saw it. And so the picture that you see on the label today was the final picture that is on the bottle. And it has been a journey, because my first little order was like, I ordered 12 bottles. The order that I ordered yesterday was 300 bottles.
All right.
So it has
12 to 300. Look at that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We all want to add more years to our life and more life to our years. But in order to do that, we need to make a change. And that's what Inside Tracker is all about. Inside Tracker was founded in 2009 by top scientists in aging, genetics, and biometric data from MIT, Tufts, and Howard. Inside Tracker is a personalized health and wellness platform like no other. It's purpose-built to help you live a longer, more productive life. The first time you use Inside Tracker, its patented algorithm analyzes your biometric data and offers you a clearer picture than you've ever had before of what's going on inside your body. And this is exactly what we need. Nothing generalized, but personalized based on your body measurements and calculations that are specific to you. Next, Inside Tracker provides you with a concrete science-backed action plan for reaching your health and performance goals. Then using the Inside Tracker app, they track your progress every day, every step of the way. So for a limited time, Secret to Success listeners get 25% off the entire Inside Tracker store. Go to insidetracker.com/success to get your discount code and start using Inside Tracker today, because change is an inside job.
And it's been a real journey, because it's a passion that I have to transform someone's palate that they've had all of their lives, salt, salt, salt. But then the health issues that came with that palate is what I'm after correcting and transforming. Because if you can transform that, the body and the length of life and all of that can be corrected. And we don't have to take this medication that's causing other problems, you know, in the body. And you got to understand salt or sodium, for label readers, there's various kinds of salt to use, but it's still a preservative. That's why you have beef jerky that's been dehydrated and it's full of salt to preserve it so it doesn't spoil. So the salt is preserving the fat in your body and hardening it so it doesn't go anywhere, so you'll always have that layer. Well, when you transform your palate and you're no longer using that salt, which is what I have done and my family has done, I've lost 11 pounds.
Oh.
Because I'm not salt, 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 potato chips, skins. And see, the pork rinds is one of my favorites. But you're looking at 500 grams of salt. And so anything, that's where my goal and my heart is to make eating healthy taste better again, taste good again. And you can't, and it doesn't cost, you're going to pay. That's the other thing I'd like to share with the audience. You're going to pay one way or the other. You're going to pay now and be on a road of health, or you're going to pay later and be on the road to the cemetery.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing the beginnings of sugar spices with us, because it brings me to a question for you, because with everything that you just said, there was a lot of patience and obedience that took place during that process, because you didn't give up regardless of how it tasted. You just went right back to the drawing board. So through your process with sugar spices, what have you learned so far about not only yourself, but about business, about that aspect of business in general?
Well, I've learned that there is an audience for it, for the product. My niece being a vegan, her cooking is fantastic, but so bland at the beginning when she first came back and moved in with us. And it was just bland. I mean, chickpeas, you know, garbanzo beans and the other beans, you have to have some kind of seasoning, but it just wasn't flavorful. Let me put it that way. It wasn't flavorful. And so when we started using the product, she makes a burger. Oh my gosh, I've got to bring some to the office. She makes a burger, a veggie burger that is, oh my God, it actually needs to be in the store. It is that good. And I says, okay, well, we can do this. So I knew that there was a market. I knew that there was an audience. I knew that in doing this, developing these spices, that there's so many people out there that have no idea that there's anything other than garlic salt, regular salt, and black pepper.
Mm.
And I'm a personal shopper and coach, mentor type person with some people. And I go into the homes and I go to their pantries, because that's the way God started with me. And we eliminate all the stuff that we don't need to have, that's not open. We take it to the food bank, or we distribute it to different people or the churches, and we start fresh with the new products. And they're very pleased and very happy, because I had one man says, yeah, you can bring it on over and we'll buy it and all that, but I'm gonna use my salt.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
I have my phone. And now he's one of my best spokespersons about, I don't use salt anymore. He's taken off weight. His wife has taken off weight. Now the kids are getting involved. So I see that the audience, it's a family audience as well. Because there's obesity with these children is a real concern. Because if you're obese at 10 and 11, you're going to be morbidly obese in your adult. And that's not fun. You know, I weighed 160 pounds at 12 years old. That wasn't fun. Growing up like that was not fun. And we had cooked meals and everything, but I also liked a lot of sweets and a lot of candy and a lot of ice cream. And a lot of sneaking food.
Okay.
So that's what I see. I just really see that in not giving up. I can't give up. There's a world out there that needs sugar spices.
Wow. So with the world needing sugar spices, how does sugar take care of herself to maintain where she is going? How does she take care of herself? Because we've heard you say, I can't give up. You know, this is my last chance. I only got one more time.
how do, and you know, we always hear people say, you know, your why has to be strong enough. Antonio has said you have to have faith to get started and faith to keep going. With sugar, how does sugar stay filled? How does sugar keep her cup filled while going through this process? Because like you said, there was challenges and it's been challenges, but you went from 12 bottles to, I think you said 300 or 100.
300, yes, ma'am.
300. So what has sugar had to do to keep herself filled to stay on this journey?
Faith has played a large part. And knowing that at 68, there's been so much that God has allowed me to do that you have to get in my books and read my books and everything, Shattered Mirror. But the reason why I say I can't give up, I've got this one more time. I've got to allow God to shine through me one more time. And I meditate. I have started to rest, something that I would not do prior because of things I thought I had to do. I had to get priorities straight. I had to understand that if I'm not healthy enough, I don't look good. I can look good on the outside, but if my inside is jacked up, I'm not helping anybody and I'm not letting God shine. That's why now I'm back to walking again. And again, I'm not eating all the, I haven't had 6 months, 7 months, I haven't had a soda. And I was drinking 5-6 sodas a day.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, you put them in the freezer just before they kind of get frozen.
Nice. Yep.
You just stuck it down and then burp, you know. But
no, I know what she's talking about.
I had to get up. I have two mentors and, you know, I had to like, you know, I'm involved in the church. I'm involved in a healing ministry. So how can I not take care of sugar and be in a healing ministry, laying hands on the sick, watching them recover? And I'm sick because I failed to take care of me. And so I used to be I like to say this. I used to be the president of I Can't Say No Club. I can never say no. Well, you know what? Today, Deanna, I'm not even a member. I can say no today. And I don't cry. I don't run to mom and say, mama, I can't, blah, blah. So-and-so asked me to do this. And, you know, just the give, because, you know, that's my personality and character, my love language, you know. And I just had to step back a minute and say, okay, you say you got one more time. You say you're not going to quit. Well, then let's do what we need to do and let's not quit. Because I have nieces. I have great nieces. I have great, great niece and nephews. They've got to see if they don't remember anything else about Auntie Sugar besides her always having some kind of gift somewhere. I don't care if it's, I make up stuff. I got you something, you know. They know that I gave, because this is for them. See, all that this is for my legend. This is for the heritage. This is to buy the land, to put the houses on the land. So these kids will never, ever have to pay rent anywhere if they don't want to. If they desire to stay on the land, they can stay on the land. If they want to continue to pay rent, they can pay rent. But let's get the money together to where you can buy the apartment complex. Stay in the apartment if you want to. But this is what my goal and this is what I'm after, to be able to leave this in their hands. And see, I've got three spices that I'm going to name, and it's their names. They don't know it yet. But,
yay.
And see, there's going to be 21. God gave me the name is Sugar Spices 21, which there'll be 21 items on the shelves in your local grocery stores, on the website, and anywhere you see me at the pop-ups or TV, magazines, commercials, and the cooking show. So I have to keep myself together. I have to get before the Lord and I had to get emptied out. I really have to say July, August were probably the hardest months for me that I've had in my lifetime, because there were so many deaths. It was like 13 deaths.
Wow.
You know, and yeah, yeah. And, you know, being a minister, being a chaplain, you know, being in the ministry, you know, people calling and needing advice. And I work in the funeral business with a funeral home, Anna. Being able to having to do that, you know, I never really yet have had to even, you know, grieve my own father's death, you know? So, I mean, it's just time that I had to step back, get emptied out. And that's like really recently, really recently. So he could feel, because nothing's going to come from an empty cup, but a wish. Okay. Mm. But see, I don't want that empty cup. I want to overflow. And you can't overflow emptiness.
Wow. You know,
you can't. And so that's what sugar does. And I laugh a lot. And I laugh mostly and mainly at myself. I do strange little things. But yeah, I color for those adults that need an outlet. I do color.
Oh, I love to color.
I love to bowl. I could bowl 7 days a week. But my therapy actually is in the kitchen. Taking a meal or taking a food item and converting it into something else.
Wow, I love it. I color too. I carry color pencils and a color book everywhere I go.
You know, I like word puzzles, search word puzzles.
Oh, yeah. Those two.
Find a hidden item, those types of brainy things. And then when I'm not doing that, I'm a nanny for a young lady that we've been together, her parents, family, 20 some years now. She's only 13 now, but she's a miracle baby. And I'm her BBF. And one of her, who thought was her BBFs, got a little upset with her because they thought they was her BBF, but sugar is her BBF. And I had to get her straight. I says, you're the only one in history, Elizabeth, that has a 68-year-old playmate. There's probably, I'm going to say there's no one else. I'm her oldest playmate. And she will call me up. She's there. When I'm in Texas City, that's where I'm at. When I'm in Texas City.
Oh, okay.
And I've traveled with them. We go skiing every January. We go skiing. We go to Colorado and go skiing. And when she was an infant, I was her nanny. So I was able to travel a lot to Europe and places like that because I was her nanny.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Now, Dr. Trask, there's something that you said that I would love for you to expound on. You said you have a mentor. So there's a few things there because you also said your age, and rarely do you hear someone of your maturity say, I have a mentor. So how was that for you to find someone who would actually work with you and encourage you like mentors do and coach you?
Well, I'm a member of ATS Business Universities, and we have a married couple by Phil and Susan Sorrentino that has mentored me all the way through with the development of speaking. And I'm a member of the Bureau of Influential Speakers or the Bureau of Dominant Speakers. I also have Antonio himself that speaks into my life. And then one of the other members is Justin Fraser. And he's been mentoring me in business. And I also have, well, I have one other, which is Joan Hunter. And I go to them. You know, I'm going to back all of this up. I'm only 68 because my mother gave birth to me in 1954. Oh. On my heart, because of the 31 years of the drugs, alcohol, prostitution, all the darkness. I lost some time. I lost my childhood. It was stolen from me, you know? And so when I look at when I started, I mean, I've had 8 major surgeries. My belly's been cut open 8 times. You know, so I mean, there's been a lot. I was a pharmaceutical addict at 15. You know, so I mean, it just started at the beginning. It just goes on. The doctor told my mama that I was dead in her womb. Okay, so I mean, it goes on. Get the books, y'all. Get the book, Shattered Mirror by Dr. So there's there's so many other layers. So when I take that 31 years and I 68 years and I minus that 31 years of being in hell, that's really where I'm at mind-wise. I've had businesses, I've had beauty salons and on and on and on. But even so, there's still that portion that I missed. And that's why I say, no, I don't understand that. I don't get that because I've paid people to do the things that ATS Business Universities, Joan Hunter, Justin, Susan and Phil has helped me grow, so to speak, and having to do it myself just to have that knowledge. But say I would pay somebody $50 to do this here. And see, at 18 years in the same ministry, we had people in the ministry that everything that I needed done was already there. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't even have to turn on my own computer. So,
right.
I was paying. You know, I'd pay my niece this or pay my niece that or call somebody else and pay. And yeah, so there was a lot that I didn't get on the ground level of this technology, but I'm a techie, I'm a nerd, I'm a techie. I like that sort of stuff. But you know, now I'm learning it and I'm having a fabulous time. Like I said, I'm only 68 because my mama had me February 9th, 1954. That's the only reason why. But my heart, my soul, my mind, my spirit, my desire is not that of a 68-year-old. I still jump rope, I still hopscotch. I draw on the sidewalk. I'm the BBF of Elizabeth, remember? So I jump on the trampoline. I've had 3 knee surgeries, but I'd get up on the trampoline because I'd raised her. You can do anything. Elizabeth, there's not anything you can't do. Just call on the name of Jesus. And so some of the things she has me to do, she'll whisper, she'll say, call on the name of Jesus. But yeah, that's what it is.
Exactly. I love it.
You have to know that you need. See, first of all, you've got to recognize that you have a need. And I needed to get this information. That's why I'm glued to ATS Business University. I can't go anywhere. Where else would I go? There's no one else out there doing in the capacity and the mannerism and the integrity that Antonio T. Smith Jr. is doing this, as Joan Hunter is doing this, Justin Frazier is doing this. There's not that Deanna Mitchell is doing. There's not. I've been around a lot of people and it just isn't so. So when God sends you angels, you do whatever you got to do to keep those angels afloat.
Wow. You have given so much. And I want to thank you for joining us because the majority of our listeners are, the age ranges are from like 18 to 74. They are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, single parents, those who are working full-time jobs and want to make their position better. There's multiple people that listen to this and I'm grateful to have you here because what I'm getting out of it is no matter what, you don't give up, you take care of yourself, you do it to serve others, not to serve yourself, and find someone who will help you, get a mentor. And a lot of times we miss that, and it's said differently. Prosperity has one language. We hear Antonio say that all the time. Prosperity has one language. But that one language is spoken differently by different people. And I feel like today, your language of the way you speak prosperity has reached a lot of us because sometimes we don't want the multi-billionaires to sit and tell us, well, you already got it. But to have Sugar Trask come on today, a future billionaire, to come on today and say, no matter what, this is what you do, this is how you do it, no matter where you are, and you have to fill yourself because you can't serve people from an empty cup. To have you come on today and speak to our audience, I'm grateful for that, because every now and then we need someone like you. We need that mothering, nurturing person to tell us, look, if I can do it, you can do it too. If I don't give up, you sure definitely should not give up. So I'm grateful for you to come on today. And I would love if you have, what is the one thing that you would leave with our audience today?
Trust God. Believe in yourself. No matter what it looks like, sounds like, or feels like, don't quit. Don't quit. Don't give up. And know that God is with you every step of the way. He knows when you're lacking. He knows when you're living in abundance. He's God. He knows. But believe and trust. Your heart, you've been bought and paid for with a price. So your thoughts aren't your thoughts. They're his thoughts that he's put inside of you. Your dreams, they're not your dreams. They're his dreams that he wants filled out, fulfilled on this earth. He wants sugar spices globally, internationally, because it's going to help the health of his people. Just don't quit. I thank you. I sit here in tears when I talk about, because it's not as though I'm talking about me. And it's like when I hear these things back, it's like I'm not doing enough. I'm not giving enough. He's been there. But see, I serve a God that still moves mountains. And when there's those mountains, move them and get out of your own way, because sometimes you are the mountain that needs to be moved. Whew. Keep a youthful heart, continue to be youthful no matter what it is. Play, bowl, color, go to carnivals, feed the chickens, do whatever, get outdoors and leave these. I was so proud. I get a little a little notification. And instead of it saying, you've spent 5 to 7 hours a day on Facebook, on social media, the last one I got, it was 22 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I had to turn that all around also. Because why? It wasn't adding any value. It wasn't putting any money in my pockets. What I was doing on there wasn't. But now that I have this changed mind, this turnaround mind, now I know I can use it to benefit everybody and help transform some of those palates out there with sugar spices.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Trask. Can you please let our audience know how can they reach you, and where can they purchase some sugar spices?
All right. Why don't we go to the website, www.sugar@sugarsspices.com. I'm going to let you know I'm building the website. It's not together. But I'm going to have somebody that's going to come along and say, girl, let me help you with this website. I know it's already. We got that going. You can also call the office at 409-333-9006. Or you can email me, sugar@sugarspices.com. And all social media, including TikTok. Sugar Spices 21, Sugar Spices, Facebook.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Trask, for an amazing interview today on the Secret to Success podcast. We will make sure that all of the links are in the show notes. So ladies and gentlemen, you can go and purchase your sugar spices as soon as you just go into the show notes and click the link and order yours today. Dr. Trask, thank you again so much for your time today for the Secret to Success podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, from the words of our CEO, Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better, you can dominate. Thank you, everyone, and have an amazingly prosperous day.
Thank you.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.